Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. It's Wednesday, August 12th, 2026, and we have a packed show for you today, covering some truly significant developments in the world of artificial intelligence. First up, Jane, Anthropic is making waves with their announcement about invisible watermarks on Claude's outputs. This is certainly a polarizing move, with many users expressing strong opinions.
That's right, Paul. Anthropic detailed plans to embed these hidden watermarks in text, code, and files generated by Claude models. It's their way of addressing the EU AI Act's transparency rules, applying them globally across their user base. The interesting part is that these marks will show content was processed by Claude, not necessarily fully authored by it. It brings up a lot of questions about intellectual property and the future of AI-generated content, you know?
Absolutely, Jane. It's a thorny issue. And speaking of hidden aspects of AI, we also saw security researchers exploit an API flaw to decode encrypted AI reasoning traces. That sounds like a big deal for understanding how these models think.
It really is, Paul. Being able to decode those reasoning traces gives us unprecedented insight into the internal workings of frontier AI models. This could be crucial for improving safety, understanding biases, and even debugging complex AI systems.
Moving on to the open source front, we've had some significant releases. Alibaba's QN team dropped their QN 3.8 open model family, and Meta is back in the game with their Muse Glimmer 30B model for local AI agents.
Yes, Paul. Meta's return to open model releases with Muse Glimmer is quite notable. It's a 30 billion parameter model designed to run on consumer GPUs, bringing more on-device automation out of the cloud and onto personal hardware. This is a big win for accessibility, I think.
It certainly is, Jane. And speaking of massive adoption, Google announced that its Gemini app has hit 1 billion monthly users, making it the fastest product launch ever for them. That's an incredible milestone.
1 billion users in such a short time is truly astounding, Paul. What's even more interesting is that nearly two-thirds of Gemini users are interacting with the AI through voice. It shows how natural language interfaces are becoming mainstream for everyday tasks.
That's a fantastic point, Jane. Now, let's talk about the hardware powering all this innovation. NVIDIA just doubled the price of its RTX 6000 Pro Blackwell GPU to $16,000, citing memory shortages. That's a huge jump.
It highlights the intense demand and supply chain pressures in the AI hardware space, Paul. These memory shortages are impacting everything from high-end GPUs to consumer electronics, and it's driving up costs across the board for developers and companies alike.
Indeed. And on a more positive note for societal impact, Google DeepMind introduced its Sign Language to Text, or SL2T model. This is a breakthrough for accessibility, wouldn't you say, Jane?
Absolutely, Paul. This massively multilingual SL2T model is a game changer for the 70 million deaf and hard of hearing people who use sign languages globally. It's finally bringing the power of AI translation to a community that has often been underserved by technology.
A truly impactful development, Jane. And finally, we saw Bank of America commit a staggering $250 billion to U.S. tech and energy infrastructure. That's a massive investment in the future of AI and beyond.
It really underscores the scale of investment flowing into the foundational elements of AI, Paul. Semiconductors, AI data centers, power generation, these are all critical for sustaining the rapid growth we're seeing in the industry. That's all the time we have for today's Merge Sort AI Digest. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest AI news. Until then, stay curious.